Hello and welcome everybody to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandee. Today's topic, when is the right moment to create a change in your life or to change your life? First of all, let me give you right away the calling numbers in case you want to call and have a session with me online. The number is toll-free, 888-815-9756. Let me repeat that again, 888-815-9756. Please call in. If you have Skype, it's free. Just say that you want to call to the U.S. and then just write the toll-free number and it's going to be free. I welcome your call. I'm very happy to share with you what I have to share. I'm very happy to help you in whatever you want to be helped to. Please tune in, listen to the radio show, and go to my website. Go to my website, which is www.joycelestial.com and sign up for the new mystical lessons that I am preparing. They will be amazing. I'm preparing some kind of new newsletters where I'm going to send mystical quotes and lessons from the lessons that I'm preparing, from the techniques that I'm going to share with you. Things, tricks, techniques, principles, they can literally turn your life around. They're all concise. They're all straight to the point. And I think they're going to help you. They're going to help me. As I read them, they're going to help people because they will allow you to bring awareness in your life to the maximum level, to understand, to get out of chaos, to understand where you're at, to understand where you are, and from there, move on as you decide, as you want, because there I put the symbolic workings of the universe as reflected in your life. You want to get this. Absolutely. This is my advice. Mystical lessons. Go there. Click there. Subscribe. I'm still writing them. I'm still finishing to write them. So you will still get in time to get the first one. So just please go there and here we go again. Please stay tuned in case the line drops. Remember, I am in Thailand. They're calling me from U.S. with kind of different companies, many kinds of different companies. But no matter what, we win over all obstacles. Awareness of the soul will still be here, alive and strong. So please stay tuned. Now, as I was suggesting, the first thing you have to look at is your blessings, what it is already working in your life. And let me assure you, you have so much more than someone else might have. If you're not unhappy, totally without a house, without people, without friends, if you have a house to stay, if you have even a job, I mean, or if you have somewhere to stay, more or less, if you live simply, if you see that if by living simply, you can actually make a living in a proper way, if by living simply, you can see that, after all, you have everything that you need, there's no reason why you should not count your blessings. Because from there, you know that happiness is, first of all, within yourself. That means that it is not something that you can get. It is not a car. It is not a house. It is not a person. Happiness is the process of you reconnecting with your soul. In that process, happiness prospers. So first of all, realize how blessed you are in every area of your life and count your blessing there. And if in any area you cannot find a blessing, then support that area with other areas of your life. We're going to explain this how a little bit. And then I'm going to guide you by the end of today's show through certain techniques that I find really helpful. They're called, I'm going to guide you through three levels of the same technique, and they're different. Every time you practice the technique, is different because they go deeper and deeper and deeper to a more advanced level. The technique is called the creative poses because when is the right moment to make a change? Obviously, the right moment to make a change is at the end of a cycle. And if the cycle of your life is still not ended, then at that point, you must know how to end the cycle to start a new one. In other words, you cannot start a new cycle on top of other or another one because you create a mixture of things, a mixture of karmic seeds, a mixture of psychological patterns that are not going to help you. You have to bring that cycle to an end, identify which cycle you're in, and then make a change from there consciously. This is why it is important to bring awareness into your life. So first of all, just go around your life and understand which area of your life requires a change, in your opinion. Now, for example, is it something that relates only to yourself, or is it something that relates to other people as well? Is it something that regards your personality, your body, or it is something that regards your love life or your career, for example? Let's say you want to change your career, okay? First of all, you have to understand that your career is not in and all of itself a singular area. In other words, what I mean is that area of your career must be supported by other areas of your life. Otherwise, it will not have enough pillars to stand on. In other words, if you take the astrological wheel, and I use this symbolic universal language because it applies to anyone, no matter which religion, no matter what creed or background, you don't have to take this as a belief. Just see how it works and see if the symbols can apply actually into your life and experiment with it. This is always my suggestion, obviously. Now, if you want to change your career, or let's say if you have a wheel, you have 12 houses. Each one of these 12 houses is actually an area of life, a field of life. And here where astrology comes into play as a symbolic language and not as a fortune-telling tool. Okay? You can use this astrological wheel just to analyze your life, to understand where you are, to understand the symbols that can be at play in your life. You don't have to be an astrologer in order to do so. You just need to have some practical kind of points of view so that you can understand what are the symbols in your life. So let's say you are in the 10th house, and that's the house of the career, of destiny, of vocation, or even of dharma, what your dharma is. And what you want to do is to support that area of life. And if you see, if you have the wheel, the astrological wheel in front of you, or just go to the internet now, you're listening to BBS Radio, just go on Google and look for astrological wheel and see if you can get a picture of it, or take an astrology book if you have one. See if you can get a picture of it. And you would see that there's a wheel separated. There's a wheel divided into 12 parts, okay? So the 10th house is supported by the 2nd house and the 6th house. Why? If you count from the 10th house, then you move on to the 11th, it's one house, then the 12th, two houses, then you go to the 1st house, which is three houses, and then the 4th house is the 2nd house. Why 4? Because 4 creates astrologically a trine, and that is the most important, let's say, the most supportive kind of aspect you want to have. In other words, these three houses, the 10th, 2nd, and then from the 2nd you move on, you go on, and the 4th house from the 2nd is the 6th, then you have the 10th, the 2nd, and the 6th supporting each other. Now, if you want to have a great change in your career, let's say, this is one of the methods that I use when I mentor people as well. So I want to change my career, but then they're not having a state of mind that will help them to support the other two houses that support the career and the dharma. So, for example, let's take now, very simply, this example into a more deep level, into a deeper level, and we see that the key word for the 10th house, the key kind of identity that you should have, is the verb that you can use in order to identify your 10th house is I use. How? Ambitiously, methodically, in order to have a career. Then, on the 2nd house, the key word, the key verb, let's say, is I have. And on the 6th house is I analyze. The 6th house is in relation to service, to work, to vocation, And also, you know, to that kind of attitude that you want to have in order to serve people. And then the second house is about wealth, possessions, having things, possessing things, grounding what you have, finances, and also possessing knowledge, being prosperous, possessions in regarding knowledge and teachings, okay? So what you want to do is to use what you have and analyze how to use this in order to serve people. If you create this triangle in your life, each one of these areas will have enough support in order, will have enough pillar in order to create a good career change and a fantastic, fantastic grounding in your life, fantastic wealth as well. The more you serve, for example, from the sixth house, the more you are helping your career and your wealth. The more wealth you have, the more you're about to lose it if you don't support the area of your life with service and with a sense of dharma, which is part of this, of the 10th house. In other words, some people are born actually rich, which is great because they have good karma for that. But that karma can also be negative. For example, if the compulsion for money will actually blind their eyes to the soul. But if not, and they're going to use that in order to bring a service to the world, they're actually going to increase their wealth enormously. But now let's change topic, and let's say you want to have a change in your personality, in your body. Well, you have to support that change also by three other areas of your life. There is not one area that is just connected, that is not connected to another area. There's not one area that is on its own. You are astrologically, let's say, or symbolically, you have the all 12 houses within yourself, the all 12 fields within yourself. They're activating within yourself. They are working within yourself. Therefore, you want to create a good and healthy connection between the key areas that are actually supporting the field of life. So, for example, the first house, which is about your personality, your body, how you see the world as well, because it's the house astrological of your ascendant, but you don't even have to know that. You just know that it's about your personality, it's your body. Or maybe the environment even at your childhood. That depends on what you want to change. For example, if you have a bad memory about your childhood, you want to remove, or maybe you have a good memory, you want to increase that in order to be more happy. You have to support this house with other two houses. So you have the first house, and if you move four houses from the first house, you move to the second house, the one, third house, two, fourth house, three, fifth house, four, and you create the first trine. So the first house connects with the fifth house of creativity, romance, and joy, okay? And then you have, from the fifth house, you move on, and you have the ninth house. So you create this triangle, this big trine, from the first house to the fifth house and to the ninth house. As you create this trine, you know that your personality is supported by the areas of life that are symbolized by the fifth house and the ninth house. Okay, so if you want to change your personality, you need to support it with your creativity. You need to understand how to bring joy into your life. You need to be committed to joy. And the fifth house is nice because joy is also related to God consciousness and to the awareness of the soul within you, that thing that produces joy into your life. And how do you support that? You have to support that also with the ninth house, which is the house of teachings, of learning, with philosophy, higher education, religion, or journeys. In other words, expanding your awareness, expanding your views, expanding your intellect and mind through inspiring teachings. So you're going to develop your personality through self-creative expression, that whatever it is that brings you joy, and at the same time, through the right teaching, through the right kind of philosophy, to observing the right kind of laws, to having a principle, that you have to aspire to, something that inspires you. And what are the key verbs, the key sentence that you have to use? For example, for the first house is I am. And it is kind of an assertive kind of suggestion, okay? I am. The fifth house is I will. And the ninth house is I aspire. So what you are depends on your will to have joy connected. This is augmented, it is connected, emphasized by your aspirations and ideals. In other words, if you find joy in your ideals, in your higher teachings, you will develop your personality. Okay? So this is absolutely a great tool to understand which area of your lives are supporting another one. For example, you want to change your personality. Let's stay with this example. You want to change something within yourself. You want to change even your body and your appearance. And you know that in that area, you're not so happy. But on the ninth house, maybe the one of higher education, philosophy, religion, you're quite happy. You have everything that you're looking for. Therefore, if you can find more joy in that, if you can understand how to express yourself creatively, you will develop the kind of magnetic power that will allow you to express yourself magnetically. Your personality will become more interesting. Your body will change accordingly because your posture will change. Your body will reflect the joy that you have within you. And this is really important to understand. So how are you going to change your life? You're going to change your life by understanding, first of all, that there are areas of your life that are connected. The best way to understand which areas are connected, in my opinion, is to have, symbolically, you don't have to be an astrologer, an astrological wheel, and these are symbols of the universe that are actually acting within you. As psychologists now are using archetypes, okay, those are symbolic kind of language, universal language that affects us all. And through this symbolic language, you can better understand how your soul is working and how you can take a change, you can manage to have a change in your life. This is really important. First of all, you have to understand what it is that you want to change before you go to look at the area of your life that it needs to be changed. And then you support that area with other areas of your life. Now, you have to understand also one thing. Where are actually these areas working? Where are actually these areas at work? Of course, you move on in life. You walk, you step out of your door, and you go into a world that is full of people, that is full of events. But this wheel, this astrological wheel, represents you as a whole. It is you moving on, and casually, you just reflect, you just go to the right places where that resonate with you yourself as a whole in your soul. In other words, well, when you step out of your door, each one of us meets the people, goes through certain events that are actually just resonating with the energetic kind of patterns that you have within yourself. In other words, these realities that you want to change are actually active in your own aura. Then therefore, the first change you want to make, where do you want to make this change, is within yourself. And it is really important. And the deeper you go, the more you realize the certain houses, according to where you have the planets, but here we go into astrology, they are related to certain kind of chakras. These chakras are actually storehouse of your karma, of your pattern. Now, this is quite a curious thing that I would like to share with you because it's quite one of the most interesting subjects that I came across. Now, people think that we have only one brain. Well, physically, yes, we have one brain. It's in the head. But this gray matter is not just the physical brain. The gray matter is actually the storehouse of all our experiences, of all our energy system and power, the nervous system that is just not the nervous physical system, but also the system of all our nadis. The nadis are the energetic lines that we have within ourselves. And as we breathe in and out during the day, the energy goes up and down, and it brings this gray matter down into the chakras. And these chakras are accumulating this gray matter, creating a brain on its own. Therefore, each chakra is a brain on its own. After some time, it works as almost, of course not all of it, but almost as an independent kind of brain. And each chakra has a relation to a certain area of life as well. And this is strictly in relation to the earth elements. For example, we have the first chakra at the base of the spine, which is also in relation to Saturn, and that is about grounding, finding simple things in life, discipline. Then we move on. We have the second one, and probably you know a lot about chakras. I'm not going to talk too much about them because it's going to be too long. But each one of these chakras has a function. For example, let's say that at the beginning you have to use conscious power to bring gray matter into that chakra, so then that chakra can work automatically. And let me give you an example. For example, the throat chakra, which is in relation to Mercury, which is in relation to intellectual kind of work that you have to do. For example, it can be something like typing as well. At the beginning, you have to use your conscious level, your conscious power, to understand how you must type. But after some time, and nobody can talk to you, but after some time, you can actually give up that conscious effort because you start tapping automatically. The brain, the subconscious pattern that will make you type is actually residing in the little brain, the gray matter that is accumulated now in the Mercury chakra at throat level. Therefore, the throat brain, let's say, the throat chakra, the brain in the throat chakra, the Mercury chakra, is working automatically. And now you're free with the other brain, the higher, bigger brain, or the conscious brain to talk to another person even as you're typing, or not to look at the keyboard anymore, or to look at something else. This is because each brain works automatically, and it's really important because we know at this point that each problem of our lives is actually coming out because these brains are working at an automatic level. What you need to do, therefore, is to break that cycle first and to move on to a new life from there on. You can do it subconsciously because whatever it is that is an automatic in your life, it actually has been put there some time ago. Maybe in this life, maybe another life, you believe it, but you have put it there consciously or a little bit more unconsciously. It does not matter, but you have put it there. So the best thing to do, I'm going to guide you right now very quickly through a technique that I have already explained before. This technique will break the cycle you're in. How do you break the cycle? You break the cycle by not concentrating so much power in only one area of your life. You, first of all, this is one of the methods. You dilute the energy that is concentrated in an area or that is lacking in an area. You dilute the energy of all the chakras, of all the wheel, the astrological wheel, all over your system so that you come back into a balanced state. The best way to do is to understand, therefore, that each chakra is in relation to a planet, and you use symbolic language in order to bring the system within yourself into a certain awareness. In that case, when you bring it into a balance, when you bring these cycles within yourself that are activated right now into a balance, you have broken the cycle. And from there on, you can create a new one. How? Just simply by resting or by the technique that I'm going to guide you through right now. And those are called the creative poses. But first of all, I would like to ask you, let's do this practice of breaking the cycle, and then I will guide you through these three different levels of technique, the creative poses, that will allow you to manage a new creation, to create something new, to create a great change in your life. Okay? These techniques, just for the knowledge, are from my course, Soulmate Connection, How to Attract the Highest Love Possible. And by this title, of course, it's useful for you if you want to find love, But it is also about living in tune with the highest love of the universe. And it is a mystical manual, very simple, mystical manual that will allow you to change your life. You can use the same exercises that are there and the same principles applied in any area of your life. And you will see your life changing. Check it out. If you also go to my profile page at Awareness of the Soul, at bbsradio.com/awareness of the soul, you will see that down at the bottom there is a little picture and there's a link, Soulmate Connection, How to Attract the Highest Love Possible. You can click there. Or you can just visit my website for more information, www.joycelestial.com. So now, sit straight, with your spine straight and your muscles relaxed, and close your eyes gently. I want you to go within. Stay with your spine straight, muscles relaxed, shoulders down and away from the ears, bringing your shoulder blades gently together. At this point, start feeling and visualizing an internal tube starting from the coccyx going up to the brain. It's a holotube made of light. Or just visualize it as you wish, starting from the bottom, from the lowest part of the spine, the coccyx, the tailbone, going up to the brain, and then turning towards the point between the eyebrows, which is the seat of the mind's eye. So relax there, visualize this tube. And now I'm going to guide you gently through an awareness of the chakra very quickly, and it's a very simple technique, this one we're going to share. So let's focus there at the coccyx area, the tailbone, and say to yourself, this is where the Saturn chakra exists. And start there feeling it. Then you move up a few inches around the genitalic area, the sacral area, and say, this is where the Jupiter chakra exists. And relax there. Feel that point and relax that point. Move on around the belly button area and say, this is where the Mars chakra exists. This is where the Mars chakra exists. And again, feel that point, relax any tension that might be there. If you feel that part vibrating or a little bit of regular vibration, that's fine. The chakra is balancing. Then move on. Go around the heart area and say, especially bring your focus at the back, of the spine, around where the shoulder blades are actually meeting, opening your chest up and say to yourself, this is where the Venus chakra exists. Then move your attention up at the throat level, around the genitalic, around the throat chakra, sorry. And relax and say, this is where the Mercury chakra is. Then move all your attention up at the medulla oblongata, the junction between the neck and the head, at the back of the head, and say to yourself, this is where the Moon chakra exists. And finally, bring your attention up to the point between the eyebrows, at the mind's eye, saying to yourself, this is where the Sun chakra exists. And you can go up and down a few times with this technique. So let's move down once more. As you move down, we start again from the Sun center, focusing at the point between the eyebrows, saying, this is where the Sun chakra exists. Relax in the area. Move back at the back of the head, the junction between the neck and the skull. This is where the Moon chakra exists. Feel the point and relax it. Move down to the throat level, saying to yourself, this is where the Mercury chakra exists. Move down to the heart level, saying, this is where the Venus chakra exists. And move down to the belly button area, saying to yourself, this is where the Mars chakra exists. Relax coming into our center, always more as you go down. Relax going down, it's around the genitalic area. Saying to yourself, this is where the Jupiter chakra exists. And then you move down. Once more to the tailbone, the coccyx, say, this is where the Saturn chakra exists. Now, to break the cycle, this brings awareness and balance, because the more you focus on the chakra, the more balance you bring. You can repeat this a couple of times until you really feel those points activating. Then you start to break the cycles, okay? And how do you do so? Well, I'm going to guide you through this practice, and I'm going to give you the simplest and the most simple extractions possible. Please just follow me as much as you can. So tilt your head forward, just keeping your hand straight with your eyes gently closed, okay? And as you breathe in, you visualize first the energy passing through the holotube, through each one of these centers. And as you pass through these centers, you have to name them, and I will guide you. So the first chakra, and we will move on, will be, the order will be Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, Mercury, Moon, Sun. And when you get to the Sun, you bring your head again to a straight level, the neck in line with the spine, and the chin parallel to the floor, looking up. And you stay with the Sun for a little bit, and then you tilt gently your head back, keeping your eyes half closed. And as you go back down, you say, Moon, Mercury, as you breathe out, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. So let's do this together, even though we're not going to respect the perfect timing for now, but I would like to guide you through this, because this technique will actually allow you to break the cycles of life. Any cycle you're in, you can just break it with this technique. So, tilt your head down, close your eyes, looking down, with your eyes closed. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, Mercury, Moon, Sun. Bringing your head in line, your neck in line, looking up with your eyes open, visualize the Sun center of the mind's eye, say, Sun, Sun, Sun. Then breathe out, tilting your head gently back, having your eyes half closed, breathing out gently, centering yourself. If you do so, say, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. Now you tilt your head again forward and you start again. Breathing in, you visualize the energy going through each one of these plexuses. So you start tailbone, you say Saturn, you breathe in going out genitalic area, Jupiter, you go up to the Mars area, Mars, belly button, breathe in again, going up to the Sun, to the Venus area, the heart level, say Venus. Go up to the throat, say Mercury, go to the back of the head, say Moon, and then raise your head in line, chin parallel to the floor, looking up, opening your eyes, looking in the mind's eye, saying Sun, Sun, Sun. Now, eyes half closed, half open, tilting your head back, going back to the back of the head, saying Moon. Going down the throat level, say Mercury, going down as you breathe out always. Heart level, say Venus, going down to the belly button area, saying Mars. Going down to the genitalic area, saying Jupiter. Going down to the coccyx, saying Saturn. And you should repeat this cycle 7 times, from 3 to 7 times. So let's repeat it once more. Breathe in, tilting your head forward, closing your eyes, looking down. Only one in-breath. Breathe in, coccyx, you say Saturn. Breathe, continue. As you breathe in, Jupiter's around the genitalic area, say Jupiter. Going up, belly button, say Mars. Going up, saying Venus to the heart area. Going up, saying Mercury to the throat area. Going up, say, moon to the medulla oblongata, bringing your head in line with the spine again, looking up with your eyes open, the mind at the mind's eye, the sun center of the palm between the eyebrows, saying, sun, 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 visualizing yourself, sending light all into the universe. Then this light comes back in through the moon as you tilt your head back at the medulla oblongata, have eyes up close, you breathe out to center yourself. And you breathe out, moon, going down to the throat, Mercury, going down to the heart, Venus, going down to the Mars level, just at the belly bottom, saying Mars, going down the genitalic area, saying Jupiter, going down, coccyx, saying Saturn. You breathe in and out, and then relax. So this is the technique that will allow you to break the cycles. What you're actually doing, you are actually going through your whole astrological wheel and bring balance in all area of your life. This is highly effective, and you will see that no matter which cycle you are, this practice will bring you back into a balance. And it is incredible how simple this technique is, and still it delivers great results. Now, you have to understand that these seven planets are related to the chakras, but also are in relation to the great tradition of Kriya Yoga. And each one of these planets, each one of these planets have two signs, except for the moon and the sun. Therefore, for example, Saturn is in relation to Capricorn and Aquarius. Jupiter is in relation to Sagittarius and Pisces. Mars is in relation to Scorpio and Aries. Libra and Taurus are in relation to Venus. Mercury is in relation to Virgo and Gemini. Then we have the Moon in relation to Cancer and the Sun in relation to Leo. This is the basic symbolic system that you need to use in order to understand what are the symbolic forces in your life. But you don't need to go that far. But what I want you to understand, if you have some little bit of a knowledge in astrology, you can go to the chart and see where your sun is, okay? And once you know, for example, you have the sun, let's say you have it in the fourth house, then you know that, actually you have to see where Leo is, sorry. You have to see where Leo is because you will not change during the chart. So you're going to see where Leo is, and from there on, you put Leo on top of the point between the eyebrows, and as you go down, you will have a map of all your karma in all your chakras. For more information about that, of course, you can contact me, and there are methods for you to overcome any cycles you're in through this symbolic language. Now, let's move on. I would like to introduce you. Once you're breaking the cycle, and this technique you can do at any moment, whether you're an astrologer or not, once you have done this practice, you have broken a cycle. And what do you want to do now? Now, you want to use this creative poses technique in order to bring something new into your life, okay? What is important to know is that the mystics of India, the mystics of yoga, said that the best moment to create your life is in the pauses between the breaths, because the breathing patterns that we have are actually emphasizing the cycles of life. As we breathe in and out, we go through the symbolic language of nature, therefore we are starting the cycle. The cycles of duality, night and day, good and bad. As we breathe in is one cycle, and as we breathe out is another cycle. Now, if we can create a pause between these breaths in the most natural way possible, obviously, what will happen is that in that moment, we have the chance to create something new. We get out of the cycle by stopping the breath, and from that moment on, we are able to bring a new cycle into our lives. If we can bring our consciousness deep at the level of that moment of stillness between the in-breath and the out-breath, or the out-breath and the in-breath, that is the moment where we can create our life anew. If we keep on breathing and breathing and breathing, now what will happen is that we keep on emphasizing the same cycle we're living. Now, what is important, and I want you to understand, is that you don't have to force yourself to go breathless. It can be really dangerous. You have to calm yourself down a little bit so that staying for a moment without breathing will actually bring you into a state of awareness and not into a state of anguish and despair. This is really important. This is why meditation is important. This is why breaking the cycle first is important, because it will slow down the breath as you bring your awareness into the cycles of your life and you balance the cycles of life. And then at that point, you can really go deep into a state of pause where you can create something new. So now let's still stay straight with your body and muscles relaxed. And remember that you can also do this technique if you're calm enough at any moment during the day. And at any moment that you're not calm enough, you can just breathe out totally. Relax for a moment, breathing in, tense your muscles, and breathe out, relaxing. And you can do so for a couple of times. You will see that you'll be more relaxed very soon. So now, close your eyes, and I'll guide you to these practices. Now, the aim is to create a pause in your life artificially so that you can create something new and stop at any moment. You can do so anyway during the day. Stop at any moment or just listen. At any moment, start listening. Or start seeing, really. Start feeling. This will create a door for you to step into an awareness state, a higher awareness state. And do this repeatedly. Stop and start to listen. Get out of your mind, in other words. Get out of your mind. Start to listen. Start to see. And start to feel. And do that repeatedly during the day at any moment. You don't need particular condition for this thing. You need only particular condition when you have to stop the breath for a long time. But this will allow you to get into that vibratory state of pause that is conducive to a new start, okay? So stop for a moment, any moment during the day, listen, see, and feel. Now, these poses of great awareness have great potential, because where awareness goes, you can go too. It's that simple. This is the whole quantum energy, the quantum physics kind of thing. You have to get into the state where you're actually observing a new reality, and that reality collapses into your system. But that reality cannot collapse into your system if you don't get into that point of stillness where observation becomes pure. So the next day you can insert maybe a few words in those pauses, like you'll start to listen, see or feel different times, and at some point when you start feeling getting into that awareness, you can see a few positive words that will actually reflect what you want. For example, it can be love, and you can say divine love. And as you do so in that moment, try, without any effort, to listen or see or feel divine love. In other words, even if you want prosperity, start to listen, see or feel until you get into the state, get out of the mind. And then just say mentally to yourself, in consciousness, you don't have to interrupt the state of subtle awareness that you're at, divine prosperity. Start to see, without effort at all, listen, feel divine prosperity. And this is one of the points. It is so important that creation doesn't have to bring effort. Creation is effortless to the point that you can't relax. The more you can relax, the more you can get to a mind that is calm, the more effortless it is. Okay? But now let's move on to the next part of the exercise. So this is the easiest one that you can do at any moment during the day. Now let's move on to the other one, the intermediate advanced exercise of the creative poses. Now this technique is the variation on just the prior one. The difference is that when you stop at any moment during the day, or you can do so even at home after meditation, then you put particular attention at the pauses between the incoming and the outgoing breaths. Don't control the breath in any way. Just be aware of that pause between the breaths. When you have become good in noticing it, okay, insert then the word divine love. And again, try to listen, see or feel divine love residing there and absorb it without effort. Then, again, breathe in and out naturally, and as you're aware of that pause, because there is a moment of pause between the incoming and the outgoing breath, or the outgoing and the incoming breath, and in the next pause, after you said that word, then remain silent, and see if you start receiving a response. As you do so, you will see repeatedly that you will start getting in tune, resonating to the reality that you want. You're actually yourself going into that reality. The breath at that point will serve as a vehicle for you to get to that level. It is not repeating the pattern anymore. As you start consciously to do so, you start consciously insert into those pauses between the breaths naturally what it is that you want to experience. You're actually naturally going into the place, and the breath is the vehicle that will take you there. Remember, it is you going there. It is not those things coming to you. It is you going there. You are going into, you're opening a new window for a new universe, and this can be anything, even a higher awareness, higher enlightenment, higher ideas. You can say divine creativity. Always say the word divine or something that inspired, that inspires you something higher, because you don't want to go to a place that is dark. So just say divine creativity or sacred creativity, and you will see as you breathe in one time in the pause between the breath, you say the words, and in the next pause you listen. Remain silent and see if you can receive a response. And you will see that the responses will start to be many. Even if it's not right away at the beginning, you will see that the pauses will actually become great creative tools. Very soon you will have many responses very soon. And these are very easy techniques that you can use. Now, I'm going to guide you through the advanced technique of the creative pauses. This technique is advanced. You have to do this technique only after meditation. And the deeper you are, the deeper state you are, the deeper meditating level you are, the more it would work. So this is it. I'm going to guide you now. So let's sit straight with the spine straight and the muscles relaxed again. Shoulders down and away from the ears. And bringing gently your shoulder blades back so that you can open your chest and visualize your chest opening up to the sky spherically. Bringing the palms of your hand facing up and bringing the hands at the junction between the legs and the trunk. So sit straight with your spine straight and the muscles relaxed. And try to tip gently your hips back a little bit so that the spine can gain naturally the natural curve. With this exercise, close your eyes now. With this exercise, you can learn how to shift your reality through the use of the creative pauses within breaths. Okay? So first choose an affirmation or a word that conveys the essence of what it is that you would like to see coming into your life. Then start breathing in and out fully. Breathe in fully, and then breathe out. Again, breathe in, now only through the nose. breathed in and out gently. Now, as you see, at the end of the out-breath, there is a moment of nothingness that can be perceived. There is no thought, no ideas, no emotion, nothing. Nothing is there. Even if it's just for a tiny moment, let's do this again and notice that moment. Breathe in and breathe out. There's a moment when you're actually finished to breathe out. And there's nothing. Do this a couple of times until you really are aware of that moment. Moment of no thingness, actually. No thing. Then breathe out fully again and speak your affirmation with great intention and power. And now breathe in, feel the energy coming up to the brain and feel the brain enlightened, full of light. And now touch the roof of your palate with the tip of your tongue in the pause after the inhalation. So breathing, bring the energy up to the brain, touching the roof of your palate with the tip of your tongue, and you empower your new life of that affirmation that you've just said with light. The brain is the gray matter. And as you breathe out totally, feel that you're actually planting the seed of the essence of your new reality. Again, into nothingness, into the moment and place of total stillness. You're planting the seeds. And breathing again, bringing the fruits of those seeds that are growing now from your intention up to the brain again, up to enlighten your brain again. And as you touch the roof of the palate, the tip of your tongue, feel these fruits growing and growing in the light, then breathe out and plant a deeper seed again, going down into the center of yourself, then planting a deeper seed into nothingness, while mentally repeating that same affirmation, this time enriched in your consciousness by the fruits you have reaped in the last in-breath when your brain was full of light and when you were getting the fruits of the first seed. And breathe in again. Bringing new fruits up to the brain, enlightening your brain, feeling this reality growing as you breathe in and out. And every time you get to the brain, you stay there, you touch the roof of the palate, you bring light into the brain, and you see this reality growing and growing. And as you breathe out, you bring the fruits of this reality into nothingness again, planting new positive seed from that enriched reality, saying the affirmation again, enriched with all the feeling and sensation and perception of the enriched reality, and you breathe in, you bring up, you know, and you can repeat this process until you feel safe and peaceful. Until you feel that that vision has acquired power. Then, with the last in-breath, bring your energy up to the brain. Stay there, hold your breath for a moment. And let expand this energy all over your being and all your reality. Tense your muscles at this point in order to ground your new reality into the physical. Bring that energy into the body as you tense your muscles. And with the last out-breath, relax all your muscles and gently, consciously relaxing your new created reality. Relax. Relaxing yourself into your new created reality. Now breathing normally for 3 times, breathing deeply, 3 times, this is the second, now the third time, breathe in and out. And the seeds of your new reality have been planted and they are on their way to manifest. And nurture in silence and celebrate this new reality every day with the waters of your joy and enthusiasm. Water it with joy and enthusiasm every day. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Awareness of the Soul. This is Vincent Sandy, BBS Radio Station 1, 10 p.m. Pacific, every Saturday night. My website is www.joycelestial.com. Come and have a session with me. Sign up for the mystical lessons that are going to be delivered soon. Please sign up and enrich your life, change your life totally by greater awareness, greater understanding, and by applying all the mystical techniques. It can really bring a change into your life according to the tradition of Kriya Yoga. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you next time, Saturday night, on BBS Radio Station 1. Bye. Vincent Sandi.